Hey everybody, tuning in live from the studio, production studio. I sat here, edited this video. Oh, and we're now watching the Philadelphia 76ers game versus the Orlando. I don't even know what they are because I don't watch basketball. For my sports watchers, you know, I feel for you. You know, you have a lot of time to think about. You see, I don't have that much space. My energy is not, it's too expensive to waste it on some, you know, but anyway. So while people scream in the background, just understand that I'm here and I'm finished editing this video. I hope everybody's having a good day. I hope everybody ate good over the holiday weekend. If we don't celebrate this holiday weekend, it's still, I hope that you still ate and had something in your tummy, something healthy. You know, right now I'm just basically going to sit here and I'm letting everything render up on a program. But the 76ers, man, they're doing an excellent job, I guess. They're just winning. But I admit, since I've been back in the city, it's been a lot of people that's been winning. The city's a tough city, man. We took a lot of losses, but we bounced back and we won. So it's about keeping that balance. Eagles doing awesome as well. So wherever you're sitting, you in, I hope your sports team is doing well. If not, hopefully they pick up the pieces and, you know, and be able to have a good season. In other news, how's everybody doing today? Did you drink a bottle of water today? Ask yourself that. Did you eat a piece of fruit? Did you pray today? You know, did you think the higher power is waking you up? If not, do so. You still got a few hours left. Ain't too late. We're watching the Sixers game right now. There's 19 seconds left on the clock. He's gonna try to pull something awesome off. But you know, I'm just podcasting, and I tune back in with y'all. Oh, and he made it, y'all. 5 seconds left. So I'll tune in with you guys later, man. I hope everybody having a good day. Nothing. Okay, y'all have a good day. Heard the bell. Yeah. Tune in live to the Super Sharon's Real Niggas Argument. Conversation with your friends. 20 minutes and niggas not doing nothing.
This is the funny thing about the situation. I'm lying about saying he's saying he's going to come in. I said we're going to come in on Tuesday.
He is not lying.
Yes, I am. He is not lying. He's saying he came.
He is not lying.
I'm making that shit up.
He is not lying.
I was making it up.
Weekend, he said,
I was making it up, but like,
I said, oh,
he said, I came.
So we
and I came.
Giving this
yeah, I was lying all that time.
We shouldn't be giving this away.
And you said
he's
he
not lying. He don't even think it. He don't even remember. That's how much talking
like
you
do.
He don't even remember.
So you bought. So what you bring in?
I brought in a laptop and
I mean, you had your
the book bag.
Exactly.
I know.
That was the day so I talked about.
You had
and
a,
he ain't had
you
shit.
You had a story on
it. Did I bring it back to my friend? I had my brother back sisters. Fuck.
Yeah.
He ain't had shit. And I knew he was just talking. You. He talking because that's what he do. He talks
not
to
in
talk.
The studio. Where you at?
That's what he do.
Yeah.
He ain't bringing no motherfucking books in here, you know why?
Nah, I'm about to probably get out of here in a minute. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing. What you got going on?
I know he not. Somebody got dropped a check. If they dropped the check, then he was the vote.
All right, well, I'm be here for a minute. Where you at?
I don't
know. Where
you at? I'm just trying to drop a check all the time.
I don't do it. So that might be the only wrong thing you said.
What, for the movie?
For anything.
Oh, well, I'm talking about a movie. If they dropped the check and they told us we write this script, move out, bam, and they got the check, then maybe you'll devote your time to it. But just us freelancing, I don't see it because he's too busy. He do too much.
I'm too busy writing a movie.
All right, well, maybe he is writing a movie. I don't know. Just like a motherfucker might think I'm bullshit.
I mean, for him to say all this instead of saying, I got my hair, bro. You think about it. The reason why it don't matter to me because if you came here and you didn't say nothing, then it null and void everything what you're saying anyway. If you came here and didn't say, here go mines, I got this, then why should I even listen to what you're saying right now, right? You didn't say it. So you talking about our bullshit. You came in here and waited. Not only you waited for me to see if I had a book or something. You didn't even ask me.
Let me ask you.
You hold on, you waited for that. That's what you saying. You said I ain't gonna do it. He said he did. He said, because I wanted to see where his shit. I ain't seen nothing. He said he looked around and ain't seen nothing. That's the funniest thing. What about if mine was in this computer or in the front room or anywhere? You said you ain't seen nothing, so you ain't pull your shit out.
That's
and just say nothing.
Right there.
Yeah, that's the only one that fucks up in the court.
They ain't in the court.
Yup.
If I come into a ballroom and there's no DJ, what the fuck I'm gonna dance to?
Oh,
dancing nothing, right?
So if I come in here and I don't see nothing on there that resembles what we talked about, then that means that it ain't nothing going on that we talked about.
Did you call and say you was coming to do that?
I should have had to. We talked about it.
Oh,
we met.
So as a man, why didn't you say I got mine?
I don't have to do no talking once I walk in and I don't see what you said was going to be there.
Well, you walk in every day and don't do shit. So how come
all right, so
how come the one day that I said you don't prove me wrong? The one day you can prove me wrong, how come you know?
Hey, he said
because he didn't do what he said he was going to do. I knew it was bullshit from the beginning. Right. It wasn't nothing to even finish talking about. Just like I said with the Avatar thing, everybody laughed. But dog, we got Z Space and all this shit. This is the
Who is we?
Me and the people that sent
get the fuck out of here. You were that's what I'm talking about.
That's an email.
Show me your partnership in that. Show me that in your laptop. Show me that partnership in your laptop.
I don't have to show nothing.
All right,
I don't have to show nothing.
That's why you didn't want to show the other shit.
I don't have to show nothing. And it's not worth talking about no more. If a person don't believe something, they don't believe it. You keep it moving, right?
Can't keep saying
that's how it go. You keep it moving.
Can't keep saying weird.
That's it. So I mention it. If it
you can't keep register
it do. If it don't, then okay, I keep it moving. That's it.
I can't believe you said all that shit because you ain't had nothing. All that because you ain't had
and I can't believe he said all that shit that day, and I can't
drive your skin out. Every
that's
day.
Why they used to, the old folks used to tell me, I don't know about nobody else, you take
they
three baths a week.
They all smelled like shit.
Take three baths a week.
Three baths a week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I take showers. I take showers and baths. I don't just take showers. I take showers and baths.
I ain't take a bath for like probably 7 years. Probably.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
I take a bath 3 times a week.
Right. I mean, you and need a bath.
All right, maybe so, but what I'm saying is...
But I know if I get a shower every day how if I get a shower? I know that's clean enough, man. You can't fool
well,
me with that.
That's clean for you.
You can't...
But what I'm saying is, for me, I got to go by what I was taught. And what I was taught was, I could take showers, but I have to get in that bathtub 3 times a week.
Why?
And all the women had to get in there 4 or 5.
Why? I'm just saying, why?
That's what grandma made us do. I ain't all right.
So, you take showers the rest of the day in the bath 3 times a week.
I take showers when I take baths, too.
You know you like a wooden stick, so I know you float in the tub. So, so that's probably why you want to take the bath. But anyway.
All jokes aside,
shampoo don't dry your shit out.
It does dry your hair out.
Oh, you know what? No, that's why they wash it at the barbershop.
Duh, to get the grease out, right?
Yeah, to get the grease out.
Because it dries, it takes the grease out. Okay, now, without grease
But you can do that every day, though.
Without grease on your scalp and your hair, what happens? It gets dry. So to replace the grease, so they won't have to deal with it, what they do is they put a light moisturizer
in. You wash your hair every day and just put grease in it, just like I do. I put the... Now, oh, so it's not bad.
Apple, get your minds to it.
What can happen is you can clog up your pores.
With what? Shampoo? With what?
The grease, if you greasing it every day.
I do that shit every day with that shit. You talking about
how many times the shampoo will penetrate your hair?
Hold on, let me tell you something. You know why? You're a barber. You said clog your pores. Yeah. You know the shit is for to help your hair grow and. You know, I'm just talking about like.
Negative.
Okay, wait. I need one straight answer. When I got my moisturizing lotion, all the shit I use for my hair, what is it for?
It's for moisturizing your scalp. It don't do nothing for your hair.
Right, thank you. I'm glad you said that because you said it clogs your pores. That's exactly what I wanted you to say. So if it go for your pores and moisturize your scalp, where is the bad part at?
What do you mean? The pores is in your scalp. So if it clogs that up, no, what happens is you get that dirty, greasy type of stuff
Now let me ask you this.
So do it moisturize
the scalp. It can
moisturize
the scalp. Make up your mind.
I said yes, and it can clog your pores.
What clogging your pores?
Your hair already clogging your pores.
No, it don't.
So what pores are you talking about? You're talking about if you got enough greasing in it, you won't sweat right. Follicles and pores is two different things. We're talking about dermatology. But you're saying a hair moisturizer can clog your pores.
Like, what the fuck are you saying? Exactly. So, what's the point? Tune in, love. These niggas ain't gonna go back for it. Why nothing? Yo, gotta stop. OG Mind presents here. He's not gonna be satisfied. He proved me a fool. Who the fuck said my pores clogged? But you can't. Because, yo, what the fuck? I ain't talking about. So, who pores got clogged that you cut? Your baby mom pores clogged.
Did anybody ever come to you and say, I don't know about the night my pores clogged? Why would somebody come to me and tell me? I'm the barber, I'm the professional, I got to tell them that they need to stop using it
because it's clogging their pores and
etc. That's what I'm saying. How do you tell them they clog?
Easy, because if I take their head, push it up, and I go like this with the comb and push down, you'll see little oil and stuff coming out. Just like when you press your nose and the oil come out, that's the same thing with your scalp and stuff. It could do the same thing if it's clogged.
And what's shampoo do?
Do shampoo take it out? I'm just asking you. Do shampoo dry your hair out? It depends on the hair.
You're not sure if shampoo dry your hair out or not.
I said it depends on the hair.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Water dry.
You said, listen, wait. Did you say shampoo dry your hair? You do this shit every day too much.
It depends on the hair.
Right. All right. So now it depends on the hair. All right. So that's cool. So that's all.
Tune in back in live, Aiden. Live in podcast.
Of you not knowing what the